Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. Today, I mean it. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Jen Tui, welcome back.
Yeah, thank you. Glad to be back. Good morning, Tim Richards.
Fake sun today.
No.
I'd almost said that in the forecast, the notification I got from News 5. The sun comes back today, but not the warmth until the weekend. So today we'll see a high of 58 degrees, and then it looks like it's closer to 70s tomorrow. And it looks like a lot of 70s next week. So maybe we're breaking through a little
Finally. We deserve it. We need it. Nice Mother's Day gift.
It would be as well deserved. Absolutely. So, Mother's Day weekend this weekend, that's a big deal. So if you haven't gotten anything for mom yet or whatever, like, you know, should be on the radar. Are you grilling out? Are you doing something? Like, what are you doing for mom all weekend long? Pamper mom all weekend long. She should have to do nothing.
Can we milk it? Starting when? Today? Tomorrow? When can we start milking it? Or is it just Sunday?
Here's the thing. And we'll get to Dead Guy in an Envelope in just... Oh, spoiler. No winner. Yeah. So we'll get to Dead Guy in an Envelope in a minute. You know how, for instance, my birthday's this month. And you will see people, my birthday's towards the end of the month, and you will see people on social, hey girl, birthday month, rolling out. So they celebrate the entire month.
Yes.
I think it might be mama month, where you celebrate Mother's Day. I mean, if you're going to celebrate your birthday, let's say it's a 32nd birthday, like it's not a special birthday, it's not a round number or whatever
it is.
And you're celebrating all month long, and you're bragging it's your birthday month. I mean, it's Mother's Day. What's more important than mama all month long?
I wish you would have told us this May 1st. We could have started milking it then.
Well, you know.
No, we got more days. We got more days. I like
days.
It. All right.
So, let's get to it. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Don't worry. The early morning crew kept me company.
I'm so glad to hear it. But you didn't get a winner. I thought you would be like, guess what, Jen? It's over. We got a winner while you were gone.
Speaking of Mother's Day, I said yesterday on the show, and I mentioned, I said, Jen will be back on Friday. So what a great early Mother's Day gift it would be from our EMCs, our early morning crew. If you're just joining us, you are the early morning crew. If you've never listened to the Jen and Tim Show, that's what you are called. You're listening early in the morning. You're listening to Dead Guy in an Envelope. That's what you are. You're the early morning crew. You should be proud. Dead Guy in an Envelope. He's dead.
Oh, you didn't get a winner.
He's a guy.
Okay.
His name remains in the envelope. Maybe we have a winner heading into Mother's Day.
Now, that would be great. Let's do it today. Let's get a winner.
Star 102, good morning.
Morning, how you doing?
Good, brother. How are you?
Not bad, yourself.
Well, you know what? So I'm fine so far. I'll know more later on tonight if the Cavs win. Because if they lose, it might be a mood Monday. That's all I'm going to say.
It's not going to be a good weekend if they lose.
I know. They're hurt. They need to be healthy to
Who's
win in Indiana.
Tonight? Who are the three? Who weren't three players?
I just asked the guys, the fan. They said, "Well, at least Donovan Mitchell is playing."
Okay,
but the other three guys are still questionable.
Oh my!
They're still questionable.
Need to come back.
Oh, they do.
So you got a guess for Dead Guy in an Envelope? Let's bring this to an end today.
Mahatma Gandhi.
That is not it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we appreciate the guess, which means the game continues Monday morning. Not really a spoiler alert, but I figure that we should mention it. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Good morning to you. It's the Jen and Tim Show, EMCs. So you were off on Wednesday and Thursday. You're back today.
Mm-hmm.
And over the last roughly 48 hours, it has been raining slogans for the iTrump 2E limited edition t-shirt.
We got more.
I'm not even kidding you. I bet that we have between Instagram and Facebook, let alone the phone calls. I don't even know. We probably have 100 different slogans that I've been trying to sift through over the last 48 hours because there is a strong slogan if you win the limited edition Jen and Tim Show coffee mug. And that's what you win. We play rounds. Maybe you've never heard it before. We play a round of Trump Tui where you battle Jen at 7:35 and trivia knowledge. And we also play a round at 8:35. If you win, like this week, and actually for the next several weeks, it's going to be the t-shirt.
Uh-huh.
There's a great slogan for the mugs, and we've been kind of working on it for the t-shirts, but no home runs yet.
So wait, so you all of these have come in. Have you sifted through all? Is there a strong candidate? Is there a top three? Do you have a favorite?
This is the mug.
It's a smooth sip to the lip.
So we're trying to get the t-shirt version of that. And I mean, sifting through all of these, I think.
Is there a standout?
We will get to that closer to the game.
Okay.
But I think it's a hybrid suggestion, and I think it's the best of all of them. I try to put a couple of them together,
I see.
And I think it's going
to
work.
So my thin fabric to the skin is kind of out.
I think that's out.
That's out.
There's been a lot of them. Some of them we can read on the air. Some of them we cannot read on the air that have been fantastic. We appreciate it. If you have any last second ideas, it's fine. But that'll be revealed. I mean, we have a field report to get to.
Oh, yeah.
We got to get to a slogan. This is all like between 7 and 7:30. It's on the way a little bit, but I think we have a winner. I mean, you can shoot it down. This is your call, but I just feel like we have to present this to you the last 48 hours of work that we've been doing with the slogan to see if it works for you or not.
Well, I look forward to hearing the best suggestions.
And if it doesn't work, there is no backup. So like to continue on down the list, I just what's another one? I mean, I can read them, but we're really kind of
We're honing
invested,
in now.
Invested in this one. So.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Oh, Stevie too?
I didn't ask Stevie.
Okay. All right. Well,
I didn't ask Stevie about it.
Wow. Okay.
You didn't ask Stevie about Smooth Sip to the
No,
Lip?
I didn't.
She did not participate in that at
she
all.
Didn't.
I didn't.
Well, you
it was
said
the listeners
while I was
calling
gone.
In about that, so
you
I didn't
said
ask
while
Stevie
I was gone. I didn't know if you meant you and Stevie sifted through them. My bad.
Yeah, it was all of our listeners. They're the ones that took ownership of it. This really wasn't a Tim and Stevie thing, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I got you. Well, I look forward to hearing what you've whittled it down to. But Tim, I have great news because it looks like your acting career is about to take off. Major opportunity coming up next week for you.
No, I beat you to
and
this.
Anyone else interested?
I already beat you to this.
Beat me to what?
I beat you to this.
You don't even know what I'm talking about.
This is what happens when you have a day off. Yes, you are already entered.
No!
You are already entered.
Good news, so are you. It's 46 degrees in Lorain this morning. That's our star city. These are the three things you need to know today. Breeze Airways has announced six new destinations from Akron Canton beginning in the fall. Daytona Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Jacksonville, Key West, West Palm Beach, and Wilmington, North Carolina. The Akron Canton Airport will serve as the new crew base for Breeze Airways. Here it is, Tim, Cedar Point, looking for riders to appear in promotional videos and pictures. You would be so good at this. So next week on the 13th, they'll be working with a production company to get new photos and video of Top Thrill 2. And they need extras. And they say you might ride the ride multiple times. You could just have to sit and wait. You just apply on their website by submitting a current headshot. Fortunately, I have a lot of those of you that I was able to submit. So good luck. I hope you get in for that.
You're already nominated.
I'm not doing it.
24 and a half hours ago, you were nominated.
Well, so were you.
You have the headshots.
So were you.
We're going to see. All right. We're going to see what happens.
So are you. Good luck to you.
Good luck to you as well.
I think I don't feel good.
Hashtag
I'm
rollback.
Sick that day.
Hashtag good luck.
Hashtag no.
Next week.
No.
Next week.
No.
Pop-Tarts. For the show.
No.
No, nobody cares about Pop-Tarts.
Are you kidding me?
I already
looked. They're
amazing.
Sold out. Are you kidding me? Pop-Tart ice cream sandwiches and pints. They have three flavors. Okay. So in the sandwiches, you can get frosted brown cinnamon, frosted strawberry, and frosted chocolate fudge. And then you'll be able to get ice cream pints in frosted brown sugar cinnamon, frosted strawberry, and frosted s'mores flavors. The products are available this month. I looked online yesterday, sold out anywhere I looked. So good luck trying to find them.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. It's Friday morning. It is time for Stevie on the socials.
So there is a bride going viral for the amount of bridesmaids she chose for her wedding.
Oh, boy.
Please mentally take a guess on how many bridesmaids she had, because you won't be right.
Really?
You won't.
I haven't seen this.
Please. I mean, like, don't even reveal it now. We'll play a quick song. And then just on Stevie and the Socials will have it. Like, if you were listening, just stick around for 3 minutes. Have a mental guess and think to yourself, okay, I have a number in mind, and then...
Like, it's a lot, obviously.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
And then a lot more than you'd expect.
Stevie will reveal.
All right.
Stevie
not the normal amount.
Okay. I look forward to this.
Yes. So, think of a number, and then in 3 minutes, you'll know if you're wrong or you're right or how close you are.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the Socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
So there is a woman in Northern Ireland named Catherine who is going viral after she recently got married, and she made an interesting choice. The bride said she initially wanted 7 to 10 people in her bridal party, but she ended up asking quite a few more. She invited 95 people to be bridesmaids at her wedding.
What?
Most of them were her students from the dance school where she's a teacher at. Oh. Some of these bridesmaids were as young as 6 years old.
Aw.
So her husband...
I told you your number would not be close.
Not
Jason,
even.
Jason DM'd us and said 42 yeah. bridesmaids, which is like a bizarre guess, and yeah. he was still not even halfway there.
Oh, my gosh.
42 is still a lot.
It is, of course.
95. Her husband, Jack, said he was okay with it, but he did not match her number, and he had 8 groomsmen. The wedding had 250 guests, which means 38% of the attendees were a part of the bridal party. They didn't wear matching dresses, but they coordinated with the color scheme, and she said that it actually went smoothly. You would expect that many people that it would be hard to plan.
Right.
But she said it was smooth because all of the dancers know exactly how to get in formation. So Catherine's reasoning for the large bridal party was, quote, all my dancers and my friends that have been in my life for a long time, they're still very much a massive part of my life. And that Jack even said that his response was, I'm used to these big events with lots and lots of our dancers, so I expected nothing less.
So several questions. Number one, did they all walk down the aisle, like 95 people?
I'm assuming they were probably like in groups, you know,
like clumps of yeah, like
clumps
maybe by
10.
By yeah. age groups or something like that. Yeah. And then, you know, it's tradition. The bride always gets like a gift for their bridal party, like a little like a thank you for being part of it or something. Like, did she buy 95 little gifts for her bridal party?
The bride buying the gift. Oh, that's
right. Yeah, the
right.
bride. Like,
oh,
you give right. You know, your attendant, like the groom will buy for his groomsmen. I mean, that's tradition if they go by tradition or whatever.
Or like when you ask them to be in the
or that. Party. Yeah, like that's a big thing now.
I guess you had to cough up 95 gifts.
That's because it's usually something like, I've been in weddings where I've gotten like embroidered robes or like little handbags or like, they're usually a nice gift. To get 95 of those would be insane.
Most,
I can't.
Can anybody even get? Can anybody get close to 20? Like number of bridesmaids
that
a night.
Even seems excessive.
I'm saying that. Like it seems excessive. You get like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Like that's a big party. That's a big party.
I think
8, 9,
so
10,
too.
12,
I
right?
think 10 is a lot. Yeah,
10's a lot.
I do. We had 4 on each side in our wedding.
Okay,
four,
anybody over 10 that's listening, or even been to one that's over 10, even if it wasn't yours.
Yeah, I would be curious to know.
Big?
That's big. But I feel like.
Manageable,
more likely than just 95.
Yeah, no one's having 95.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do we have a field report on the way on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites?
Oh, we sure do have a field report. It's our second ever field report coming up this morning.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Take us through the local ballpark.
Well, it's been an interesting week of field reports, as there has been a lot of rain in the forecast.
That SOG has been everywhere. That's what I was almost wondering, how many ballparks you can
right.
even get to.
Well, fortunately, we have great listeners here on the Jen and Tim Show, so we will 1,000% have a field report. The World Video Game Hall of Fame has inducted a new class. So here are the games that got in. Defender, never heard of it. Tamagotchi, GoldenEye 007, and Quake, never heard of it. Have you heard of Quake?
I don't think so. Actually, I don't think so.
Defender? Actually, I saw the picture of Defender. I think I've seen it.
Yeah.
But listen to who didn't get in. They had 12 finalists, and those are the ones that get in. Frogger didn't get in.
Frogger should be in.
Why isn't Frogger in this? It's just like when the Toy Hall of Fame puts toys in. It's like, how are you not in there
yet? It's like Jax get in.
Yeah.
Like, no, you have to have some type of baseline.
Hello?
An original class of games that should be in. Like, oh, it's Mr. Potato Head that I get it. Mr. Potato Head should be one of the first class.
An
like,
OG.
Come on now. Right, exactly. Right.
Golden Tee, which I completely forgot existed. Remember Golden Tee with the
Yeah,
ooh,
and they're
the
on, like, Golden Tee. They still have Golden Tee competitions. It's probably on,
do
like,
they?
They're probably Golden Tee 12 at this point in
Does
time.
Does it still have that, like, spinny ball thing?
Oh, yeah.
Those are awesome. Angry Birds didn't get in. Call of Duty 4 and more.
See, like, I'm those just, other ones, at least Frogger and Golden Tee, they've been around a long time. Not that Angry Birds hasn't.
Right,
what was the
newer,
other one you
Call of Duty 4.
Call of Duty 4. Like, I mean...
Newer. I get it.
Those others should be in prior to that. But who looks at Frogger and says, you know what? Nope. Those frog legs are staying out.
I know!
That doesn't make any
sense. Frogger's, like, legendary. Come
That's
on now.
A great game.
So, great game.
I mentioned this yesterday, that this will be a busy half hour or so, because we will get to some of these T-shirt slogans, and hopefully the finalists. Coming up here in about 20 minutes or so. But we also have to get to the field report now that you're back. And it was certainly a wet week.
Well, it was a sloppy week. So my field report, and this is, you know, we talk about baseball fields. Both of my boys play baseball. They're 11 and 13 years old. They play travel baseball. So we go around to fields all in the area. We were supposed to go last weekend. There was a tournament. They were both in it, both of their teams at the, I'm never going to remember the name of this field, but it's right by the airport. My husband, Nate, who is a coach, loves this field. You can, like, see the planes coming over and landing. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
I think it's
about?
Plain Field.
Yeah, it's Plain Field. Now, I don't know what that's called, but that would have been a report. The entire tournament got canceled, if you remember. That was all last weekend. Then my son Max was supposed to play, I believe, at Roman Park in Westlake, which we reviewed last week. That got canceled. Then my son Noah was supposed to play last night in North Ridgeville. And what's funny is it was sunny by game time, but it rained earlier in the day, so the fields were wet. We couldn't go there either.
Oh, SOG alert.
SOG alert. So I was at no fields this week. However,
there's your field report.
That's not your field report. Oh. I actually have Erica. When we started this just like a week or two ago, first of all, we had a ton of messages, which are great. But Erica in particular gave me this wonderful list of local fields. So we're going to touch on Strongsville, North Ridgeville, and Wellington next, because there are three field reports we have to get to.
Okay. Your field report. You don't want to miss it. It's time for your field report on Star 102 Cleveland's field. Good. Favorites.
Now, I apologize. This is not firsthand information from me, but Jen and Tim Show listeners, they are part of the family. And Erica, she sure delivered and gave me a bunch of field recommendations. And just to remind you, we are ranking local baseball fields on whether or not they have a porta potty or a regular bathroom, how far the walk from the car is. Concession stands, are they available? Is it good food? And dogs, too. Dogs are important, because I always take my dog, Millie, to the baseball games. Erica, the first one she ranked was Foltz Parkway in Strongsville. Okay? She said it is a freestanding but gross toilet. So immediately no. She says a medium walk.
Wait, does that mean it? What is a freestanding? That's not a porta potty, right?
That's
is that
not one a porta potty. And the only reason I know that is because in some of these other ones, she says porta potty. So I'm assuming freestanding
gotcha.
Is its own.
Okay.
But if it's a gross toilet, I'm out. No good. Medium walk, that means also no good. You probably need a wagon of some sort. No concessions, also no good. But dogs are allowed. Look, Erica, if you're listening, I'm giving that a one diamond.
One
that's
diamond.
That's a one diamond to me because. First of all, you lost me at the bathrooms. I don't like that. Let's move on to Victory Park in North
well,
Ridgeville.
Well, there's no positive rating of anything except for the dog.
Except you can bring
so,
your dog.
I mean,
I don't like that.
Right. Okay.
And it's in Strongsville, which is a lovely community. I'm surprised.
Okay. Well, thanks
again,
for the review. Yeah,
that's
report.
Foltz Parkway. Victory Park in North Ridgeville. I have been to Victory Park. It is lovely. I think there are 5 billion fields there. I really don't know. There is an entrance fee to go to Victory Park. This is in North Ridgeville. $3 on weekdays, $5 on weekends. They have nice toilets. It's a medium walk. I'll agree with that. I mean, their parking lot is gigantic. It is a very low. Have you been to Victory Park?
I was going to say, I know where it's at. Zoli had like rugby out that way, so I know right where Victory Park's at. Yeah.
Yes to concessions. Dogs are allowed with a waiver. I didn't know that. So when I've been to Victory Park, I haven't taken Millie, so that hasn't been, I haven't had to sign the waiver, but I will say it is a lovely space. I mean, we're going to go high on this one. I'm going to say 4.5 diamonds on it.
4.5?
Well,
that is the highest rated diamond
that's
yet
the highest
so far.
Rated it's nice. The thing that deters me from this one is there's an entrance fee, and that the walk is, depending on where you park, can be...
Yeah.
And it's gravelly, so even if you have a wagon, you're bumping on the gravel.
Okay.
But again, I need a revisit to that. Erica, if you're listening, call us or message us and tell us if you agree with my diamond rating here. Penfield Rec Park is apparently in Wellington. They have a porta potty, so you're already way down on the list. Sorry.
So wait. So if somebody has a porta potty, and the rest of them are above average, what's the highest score they get?
You're getting a one diamond. If you have a porta potty, you're getting a one diamond. And by the way,
you're done at porta potty.
I'm done at porta potty. And I don't know if you know, we posted this last week and people were commenting, like, if you have a porta potty, no way.
I get it.
And like Clegg Park in Westlake. I live in Westlake. My boys play for Westlake. Clegg Park, that's our home field. It's right by the most beautiful, the Peterson Pool, which has been redone with all the water slides and all that. There is no bathroom at Clegg Park. It's a porta potty. You've got to be kidding me. And you can't sneak over to the pool to use theirs. It drives me nuts. So you get a one diamond. Penfield Park, Wellington. Sorry, you're one diamond. You got porta potty. You got dogs allowed. And listen to this. They have a short walk. The dogs are allowed. And they sometimes have concessions. You would think that boosts you up. No, porta potty. Down. No.
All
listen,
right.
I'll be honest with you. I'm ranking all of these things, like the dogs and the walk and all that. It's all about the bathrooms. It's all about the bathrooms.
It makes sense.
Baseball is lengthy.
Yeah.
And it's not like you get there right when the game starts. The kids have to be there early.
Yeah, early, and the game's lengthy. No, that only makes
why
sense.
Why do you only have a porta potty?
So who
get
was that
bathroom.
Again? Who wrote us?
That's Wellington. Oh, okay. That was from Erica.
Okay.
Erica K on
so
Facebook.
So there we go. Erica, you were the best. We appreciate that. We do this every Friday morning. This is our second official field report on Star 102. Also something we've been working on the last couple of days, T-shirt slogans. That's next.
It's a smooth sip to the lip.
Thank you, Jen. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. We've been trying to match that.
You make it sound like I just went on the air and said that. Please say that that's a recording.
So we have t-shirts up for grabs if you win a round of Trump Tui this week. It's a limited edition I Trump Tui t-shirt. And when you win a mug, that is the slogan. Jen created that slogan. She voiced that slogan. We play that just to enhance.
She voiced it.
What's up?
We had a studio session and I voiced it.
Well, you did that and I just hit record. So, I mean, people, I think they understand that's not official in here.
Not official. So nothing really is.
Over the last couple of days, and including Tuesday when you were here, we've been trying to come up with t-shirt slogans, trying to hit it, hit something that would make sense. The smooth sip to the lip, but the t-shirt version. And I mentioned this earlier in the show, and I mentioned this when you were off the last couple of days, that we've probably in all seriousness had close to 100 ideas and slogans and going through them. I mean, you get the alerts as well.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's awesome.
A bunch of DMs and a bunch of calls over the last couple of days, and people are really smart. They're really funny. They're really intelligent, and really, we appreciate that. Best listeners ever.
Yeah.
So some of these t-shirt slogans were like, the T, you win in victory. That was, you know, that's one of the early ones.
Okay.
Hugs you like a loved one. Okay. Like us, you know, that's fine. A feel good win on your skin.
Oh, I like that.
So then I mentioned, I can't remember if I mentioned this when you were here, if it was on Wednesday. I don't know. I feel like you were here, but I really feel just like the smooth.
Stop.
I think that is a very integral part of the
brand. Oh, like
it
should be part of it.
Because
my thin fabric to the skin really doesn't.
I said yesterday, you know, when we talk about maybe there's a food question, and I said, and I make the noise, I go,
don't. God.
That's kind of your smooth. I think it's kind of the same. So,
think the way I say smooth is the way you make that sound?
Give me that smooth.
No.
All right, so.
I see you recording it over there.
I need a quieter machine. So then we have a couple of them that came in. Smooth glide to the stride. Ooh, now we're getting sexy. Now let's bring it. Oh, here we go. Thank you. Now you're talking Tim's language.
Oh, my God.
Here's another one. Once again, looking for that smooth factor.
Stop.
That's what I'm talking about.
Stop. Right. I do not like you saying smooth.
Why?
It's bad enough we have a recording of me saying it.
Once again, smooth glide to the stride.
Smooth glide to the stride. But is it gliding your stride? Is a t-shirt gliding your stride? I mean, I like the slogan, but is it relative to a t-shirt?
That's what I'm saying. Probably a finalist, but probably not the one.
Okay.
Made smooth so you can move. That's another one.
Oh, okay.
Smooth.
All right.
Really?
Okay.
I mean, you know what I'm talking
now
about?
We're getting
this is like Jen and Tim After Dark on these. This is like a little. All right. So, a smooth fit to your form. Ooh.
Oh, my
so
God.
So, there's a couple that are in.
Don't
so,
make that sound.
I think we have one that we kind of collectively came together with yesterday, and it came from a collection of ideas, and one of them was from Bonnie that was a DM on Instagram. I want to get to her message, and then what I think is the finalist, I think we have to get your review on this. So I want to get to Bonnie's DM. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, 9 minutes away from a round of Trump 2. T-shirts up for grabs. Bonnie said, a nice fit all the way down to your hip. So I thought to that, and I like that one. I thought that made sense. It's a shirt is down to your hip. I said, okay. So then I was like, once again, I'm trying to incorporate the word smooth. Because you did.
Stop it.
So then this was yesterday. This we were kind of brainstorming together as a Jen and Tim show listeners. Tim, you weren't here. And we kind of came up with this. So tell me what you think of this. A smooth fit from shoulder to hip.
Oh, a smooth fit from shoulder to hip.
Don't
a smooth fit from shoulder to hip.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it works.
So is that it? Is that the official slogan?
I think so.
A smooth fit from shoulder to hip.
From shoulders to hip? It's got to be somewhere in that arena. It works the smooth shoulder to hip. I kind of like it.
I love the smooth fit. I love it. I love that this was a collective Jen and Tim show effort.
So,
and I love that people are into the slogan.
We'll start using that.
Oh, apparently we will, since you just recorded me saying
it. Yeah, but the beginning of it's kind of jacked up.
No. Smooth fit from shoulder to hip.
Yeah, I got to do the beginning.
Yeah, and I feel like I got winded at the end
there.
Yeah,
we'll do it again.
You got to do a better job of that.
We're professionals here.
Yeah,
we're going to do this again.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.